Today we're building a Darkseid DJ intro Titan enabled in Live 12, and we're doing it the advanced way, with resampling, micro edits, and arrangement control that makes the front end feel lean, mean, and ready to blend in a club set. The vibe here is not throw everything at the listener, it's the opposite. In dark drum and bass, a killer intro gives the DJ space, gives the mix clarity, and still feels like your tune has teeth. So our goal is to make a 32-bar intro that is mix-friendly, but also tense, focused, and full of character. Think like a DJ first. Your intro should create a clean mix window, predictable phrasing, and controlled low end. Think like a producer second. That means every sound has a job. No extra fluff. No endless loop copy-paste. We're going to print movement to audio, cut it up, and make it feel intentional. First, set up your arrangement and mark the structure clearly. Put locators at bar 1 for the intro start, bar 9 for the first lift, bar 17 for the bass T section, bar 25 for the pre-drop tension zone, and bar 33 for the drop entry. If you're working around 170 to 174 BPM, this gives you that classic DJ phrasing that makes blends easier. A strong dark intro usually starts with just a drum foundation, a bit of atmosphere, and maybe one subtle transition element. That's it at the beginning. Leave air in the first 8 bars. Let another tune sit over it if needed. That's how you get a real mix tool, not just a solo listening intro. Now build the drum foundation. Use drum rack for your main elements, then add a break layer, maybe a kick and snare reinforcement, and a light top percussion layer for motion. On the drum bus, clean things up with EQ8, trimming any rumble below roughly 25 to 35 Hz, and if the break feels boxy, dip a little around 250 to 400 Hz. Add drum bus for some drive, but keep it controlled. A little goes a long way here. Then use glue compressor for just a couple dB of gain reduction to glue the hits together. The main thing is transient clarity. Darkseid intros need enough crack to translate on a system, but not so much polish that they lose danger. If the break feels too loose, consolidate it to audio and use warp only where necessary. Slight looseness can be good for jungle energy, but the intro still has to feel DJ clean. Now we get into the advanced part. Resample the drum foundation. Create a new audio track and set the input to resampling. Arm it and record 4 to 8 bars while you perform small changes in real time. Open the break filter a little. Push drum bus drive a touch. Mute and unmute some top percussion. Maybe tweak a tiny bit of clip automation. What we want is a printed drum performance, not just a loop. Once you've got a good take, consolidate it and slice it into pieces. Use 1-bar chunks for structure, half-bar chops for fill moments, and even tiny 1/16 or 1/32 grabs for pickups. You can keep it as audio or use simpler in slice mode. The key is to build call and response inside the drums. For example, mute the first transient of bar 2, or move a ghost break slice a hair ahead of the grid. That little urgency can make the whole intro feel tighter and more alive. Also, tiny fades matter. Use 2 to 10 millisecond fades on micro slices so you don't get clicks. Lower ghost chops by a few dB so they support the groove instead of fighting it. High pass tiny FX slices around 120 to 200 Hz so they don't muddy the kick and snare lane. This is where the intro stops sounding looped and starts sounding like a performance. Next, build an atmosphere layer, but don't let it turn into fog. Static wash is the enemy here. We want motion, not just reverb blur. Start with a noise source. A pad, a field recording, or a held synth note from Waveeatable. Run it through autofilter, maybe low pass it somewhere between 300 and 1500 Hz depending on how much presence you want. Add echo with low dry slash wet and darkened repeats. A little hybrid reverb or reverb can help, and a touch of saturator gives it some grit. Then resample 8 bars of that movement, while you automate the filter cutoff, a bit of echo feedback, and the reverb swell at phrase transitions. Once it's printed, trim it so it only appears where needed. A nice move is to keep this layer mostly out of the first 8 bars, then bring it in around bar 9 or 17 so the intro blooms without losing mix clarity. Now for the bass tees. Do not expose the full drop bass too early. That's a common mistake, and it kills the tension. Instead, design a reese or mid-bass patch in Waveeatable or operator with 2 detuned oscillators or a bit of FM character. Keep it filtered, keep it rhythmic, and keep it in the mids. Add light saturator or overdrive for harmonics. Play a sparse 2-note or 4-note phrase in the last 8 to 16 bars of the intro, then record it to audio with resampling while you move the filter, distortion, pitch envelope, or delay send. After that, chop the best pieces and place them strategically. Maybe a single base stab on bar 17. A short response on bar 19. A rising fragment at bar 31. That gives the listener a hint of the base world without giving away the full drop. And that restraint is powerful. In underground DNB, the tease often hits harder than the reveal because the ear fills in the missing energy. Now shape the arrangement like a proper DJ tool. A solid 32-bar dark side intro can work like this. Bars 1 to 8 are drums and sparse texture. Bars 9 to 16 add ghost percussion and small effects. Bars 17 to 24 introduce the bass tease and more automation. And bars 25 to 32 become the pre-drop tension lift. Keep the first couple bars relatively clean. Avoid huge full-spectrum impacts early on. Make the last two bars busier but not chaotic. The kick and snare pattern should stay readable the whole time. A really effective advanced move is to duplicate the drum group and make a tighter version with one fewer ghost hit. Use that alternate in the final eight bars. That subtle change adds lift without rewriting the whole groove. Now let's use automation and returns to build pressure without clutter. Automate auto-filter cutoff on the atmosphere and bass tease. Use utility to control width on the non-low layers. Send certain moments into delay and reverb, but only when it counts. You want the intro to breathe, not drown. A practical return setup could be a short dark room reverb, a tempo-synced filtered delay, and a gritty parallel distortion or lo-fi texture. Keep the low end disciplined. Mono everything below around 120 Hz. If you use wide stereo textures, high-pass them so they don't smear the sub-area. And don't overdo the reverb on kick and snare transients, because that will soften the entire intro. Automate send levels only on key moments, like the end of bar 8, the pickup into bar 17, and the last snare before the drop. Small reverb swells, modest delay feedback, and slightly wider atmospheres are enough. You're aiming for tension, not fog. Once the arrangement feels close, print the whole 32-bar intro to a new audio track. This is a huge advanced move because it lets you hear the intro as one performance. After printing, cut any long reverb tails, tighten fills so they land exactly before section changes, and use clip gain to balance any spikes. Add short fades on edits so everything stays clean. If a transition feels too generic, reverse a tiny slice of the resampled drum or texture and place it right before the next phrase. Filtered reverse audio can create a great pull into the next bar, especially in dark drum and bass. It's subtle, but it works. Here's the big lesson. Tightness in this style comes from restraint plus strong edits. Not from over-arranging. Not from endless live automation. From printing movement, then sculpting it. A few mistakes to avoid. Don't make the intro too busy too early. Don't leave the low end messy. Don't rely on static loops with no evolution. Don't use giant generic risers as your main tension device. And don't reveal the full drop bass before the drop. Tease it. Hint at it. Make the listener want more. For a final teacher tip, check the intro quietly. If it only feels exciting at loud volume, the arrangement probably relies too much on sheer volume and not enough on shape, contrast, and transient clarity. A strong dark side intro still feels heavy at low volume. So, to recap the workflow, build a tight drum foundation, resample it, slice it, make the atmosphere move instead of wash, tease the bass with chopped audio fragments, automate carefully, then print the full intro and tighten it as audio. Keep the phrase readable, keep the low end controlled, and let the final eight bars destabilize just enough to feel like the drop is inevitable. If you get this right, the intro won't just be mixable. It'll feel like a dark record opening its mouth before the bass line lands. That's the energy. That's the pressure. That's the dark side approach.